1,000 kwacha cash every month and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN. Everywhere you go.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Minister of Lands has been urged to reconsider its decision to withdraw the land agency license from the Quito City Council. An economic analyst has cautioned against increasing imports in response to the kwacha appreciation. The death toll from Wednesday's nationwide anti-government protest in Kenya has risen to 16, and that's in international news. And in sports news, Atletico Lusaka has appointed Simon Kangwa as the new head coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. Quito Land Alliance Coordinator Felix Chipoya has called on the Ministry of Lands to reconsider its decision to withdraw the land agency license from the Quito City Council. The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources revoked the land agency license in 2024 due to alleged illegalities in land administration by the local authority. Mr. Chipoya emphasized that if there are specific officers involved in illegalities, they should be dealt with individually rather than penalizing the entire council. Speaking in an interview with our Copperbelt News Bureau, Mr. Chipoya said the situation is unhealthy for the city of Kitwe, particularly since available land is now scarce. Mr. Chipoya explained that the revocation has had a significant impact as it has opened the door for illegal land dealers and individuals with political interests to take advantage and allocate land unlawfully. He warned that the effects of this decision will not only be felt now but will persist into the future as the council isn't able to supervise land matters due to suspension of its agency role. The Human Rights Commission has joined the international community in celebrating the United Nations Day in support of victims of torture, which falls on the 26th of June of every year, and reiterated its call to the government to enact a law that criminalizes torture. The Commission has over the years continued highlighting gruesome cases of torture, mainly taking place at the time of arresting and interviewing suspects by law enforcement agencies, but efforts toward enacting a law to effectively combat acts of torture have remained ongoing. Commission spokesperson Mwelwa Muleya has expressed displeasure that acts of torture have remained unabated, resulting in serious injuries, permanent disabilities, and in extreme cases, loss of life of victims. He did say that some of the impairments suffered by suspects as a result of torture does include loss of sight, hearing, teeth, broken limbs, such as legs or arms, and mental disability.
Torture is a serious and grave crime which is completely prohibited under international, regional and national laws. Unfortunately, there is no law in Zambia that defines torture, inhumane or degrading treatment or punishment, and also that defines or prescribes penalties for such crimes. As a result, the courts of law rely on common assault laws whose penalties fall far below the threshold prescribed under the United Nations Convention Against Torture, which obligates states to prescribe, you know, stiffer punishment for offenses of torture because of its gravity.
President Hakainde Hichilema has instructed the Minister of Justice, Princess Kansune, in collaboration with Parliament, to defer the ongoing legislative process on Bill No. 7 of 2025. The move aims to allow for wider consultations with the Zambian public, reflecting the government's commitment to an inclusive and participatory approach in shaping key legislative reforms. The President's directive follows extensive discussions held at State House on Tuesday, June 24, 2025, involving church leaders, church mother bodies, and over 30 civil society organizations. These consultations brought forward diverse perspectives, highlighting the need for further stakeholder engagement to ensure comprehensive input. President Hichilema has tasked the Minister of Justice to work closely with the church, civil society, and other relevant stakeholders to review the current roadmap and proposed amendments to the bill. In addition, President Hichilema reaffirmed the government's dedication to reviewing the NGO Act and the NGO Bill to protect the independence and operational freedom of non-government organizations. He emphasized the vital role of a vibrant and autonomous civil society in strengthening Zambia's democracy. This is contained in a statement issued by Kleson Hamasaka, Chief Communications Officer at State House. Economic analyst Kelvin Tsanga has cautioned Zambian businesses and individuals against rushing to increase imports in response to the recent appreciation of the kwacha. In an interview, Mr. Tsanga explained that Zambia's exchange rate is highly sensitive to seasonal inflows, international commodity prices, and changing investor sentiment. He noted that the current strength of the kwacha may not reflect sustainable economic fundamentals. Mr. Tsanga warned that relying too heavily on the current exchange rate could backfire. He added that if the kwacha depreciates again, businesses may face higher costs when repaying foreign supplies, potentially hurting profitability. He said it was crucial to determine whether the appreciation is supported by long-term improvement or driven by temporary factors such as seasonal harvests and inflows or tax receipts.
But business and individuals must treat this carefully. Trending very carefully implies to say that there must be a conscious optimism around the performance of the currency, so that you don't find yourself on the fence. Except we know that the exchange market can quickly make reversal due basically to the issues of seasonal or market dynamic shifts. So even way before you increase your imports, it's important to assess the appreciation to see if it's something that is sustainable, so that even when in the time when it shows some bit of predictability, then you are able to navigate through the situation.
In international news, Omusati police have arrested a boy 14 for allegedly raping three boys in Omusati region in Namibia on Wednesday. Regional Commander Commissioner Ishmael Basson says the suspect committed the crimes after he found the victims collecting cattle grazing at Oshilemba village. The crime report says the suspect, who is related to one of the victims, was arrested after a fourth boy who witnessed the incident ran home and alerted his parents, who reported the matter to the police. The perpetrator is an uncle to one of the victims, while two of the victims are brothers and neighbors to the suspect. The victims include 2 7-year-olds and 8-year-old. Hassan says the police have involved social workers and parental care due to the suspect being a minor. The police have a separate section for minors who have been remanded in jail until they are charged formally. Still in international news, the death toll from Wednesday's nationwide anti-government protests in Kenya has risen to 16. With most of the dead reportedly killed by police, says rights group Amnesty International. Hundreds of people were also wounded, with local media and eyewitnesses saying that security forces fired tear gas and water cannons to disperse crowds in the capital, Nairobi. In a joint statement, Kenya Medical Association, Law Society of Kenya, and the Police Reforms Working Group said that of those injured, several had suffered gunshot wounds. Thousands of people had taken to the streets in cities across the country to mark last year's demonstrations, in which more than 60 people died. They were protesting against a controversial tax bill. We take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take note that. Watch
Techno accessories, from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it.